A proposal aimed at getting more social workers into schools to help students and families with mental health problems stalled in the legislature Monday. The proposal by Senator Lynn Walz would put a social worker in each of the state's 17 educational service units. Those are regional organizations that supply services to the state's school districts. They're funded by property taxes. But Walz's proposal would use no government funding at first. Instead, it would not go into effect until $3.6 million in private funding is collected, enough to cover the first 3 years of the program. Senator Sue Crawford supported the proposal.
We have a risk-free opportunity to provide this service to our students, to provide this service to our families all across the state for 3 years, and I urge you to take advantage of this opportunity, not only to decide what to do in the future, but to reach those kids. Every kid we can reach in the next 3 years is a kid that will not fall through the cracks that otherwise would.
Senator Steve Erdman was opposed. Erdman said the promise of 3 years of private funding was just a way to get a foot in the door for a new government program.
It's a slick way to get something through in a year when the budget is tight because it has no effect on the general fund this year. But you go down the road and the taxpayers in Nebraska are going to be picking this up.
Walz has said funding for the program is being discussed with potential donors, but she has declined to name them. Senator John Keane said people should be concerned about where the money would come from.
Could a pharmaceutical company be the source of the $3.6 million funds, or a foundation or a trade organization associated with a pharmaceutical company, and that the then implicit understanding is that this serves as a mechanism for increasing access to and prescribing of pharmaceuticals for children with behavioral disorders or anxiety and depression?
Walz said no consideration is being given to soliciting a pharmaceutical company for donations. Senator Matt Williams supported the proposal. Williams said it could help situations like one last week where one of his daughter's Gothenburg High School students was removed and charged with making terroristic threats. Williams also referred to letters fourth grade students from Lexington had written to him.
The one letter from a Julian talks about wanting to have barbed wire fences around the school so that people could not break in. Jonathan writes about needing stronger glass windows and stronger glass doors and concerns about the safety that they might have there.
Williams said if students don't feel safe, they won't be able to concentrate on learning. Senator Mike Groney, chairman of the Education Committee, opposed the bill. Groney said the proposal typifies the way problems in schools are discussed these days.
We have a problem, yes, folks. Children are mentally ill now. They have behavioral health. They don't disobey, and if you're religious, they don't have a sin nature. They're mentally ill. It's well-meaning. I wanted it on the floor so the public out there listening can understand what's going on. It's no longer about reading that we hear about, or math, or civics. It's about we got to have psychologists and social workers and health professionals in our schools. That's where we're at in public education right now. That's all I've heard since I've been chairman of the Education Committee.
And, Groney said, the proposed solution heads in the wrong direction.
More tax dollars, sticking our nose, putting more individuals in between the parent authority figure and the child. You wonder why parents have no control over kids? Because the government keeps putting more and more authority figures between them and their children. Kids revolt. Got too many people telling them what to do.
Senator Patty Pansing Brooks, supporting the bill, said opponents were overreacting to something that could help.
The number one issue that the schools have consistently discussed for them is mental health issues. And does this solve this? No. Are some people willing to come in and give a donation to help the SUs to go forward and work on this problem a little bit? Yes. This isn't something that we have to all rise up in just total consternation about.
An attempt to end debate and vote on the bill failed. Walz said she would work on possible changes, including making the proposal a pilot program or putting a sunset date on it, in hopes of attracting enough support to get it back on the agenda for debate later this year. For NET News at the Capitol, I'm Fred Knapp.